Hello again. Good morning. We have Wednesday morning. I think it's July 8th, 2020. And I always like to give a weather forecast. I'm not sure why, but at this time right now, it is a little overcast, but the sun is coming through. It's a little bit of strange weather for July, I think. Usually it's, I think it's much nicer weather by this time of the year, but it's still summer. And it's still beautiful, no matter what. So, as I look at the titles of some of our other meditations this morning, as I was preparing for this time together, I noticed a lot of things about timelessness, going beyond time. And so these three words came to me today, just when I thought about being with you and sharing a meditation together, of breathlessness, timelessness, and eternity. So when I look out and I see these big, tall, flowering plants outside the window here, really beautiful yellow flowers on these long, tall, thin plants. I don't even know what they are, wildflowers, I guess. And I can see a whole bunch of buds that are yet to open up. And all the other flowers in the yard are beginning to open. Really about to bloom in a big way and be very, very beautiful. And then some have already bloomed in the late spring and early summer. And there's a gentle breeze that's caressing the leaves of the different shrubs and the trees and the evergreens. You know, they have that long, slow sway. It's almost like they're sweeping the skies. And maybe they are how the trees transform our exhale into beneficial particles, I guess. I don't know what to even call the breath. But you know how the trees filter our breath and make it viable again. I'm just very much wondering about all these things today. But it's very curious to see nature and the glorious beauty of nature, and to look at our own human bodies. You know, what a trip it is to look at your skin and really consider just your skin. And your skin is this giant organ that covers your entire body, and it's got all these crazy qualities and these things that it can do. And then earlier today, when I was watching a video, they had some 3D imaging of a human body underneath the skin. And you could see the internal organs underneath the rib cage and the bones and all that. And then it showed the bloodstream system. And I just thought, wow, what an intricate, beautiful, glorious machine our bodies are. And then I think how weird it is to consider my human body as a machine, yet when I see the imaging in that way, it is most definitely created by something, isn't it? It's quite a thing to think about. But anyway, you know, when you consider your biological body, your physical human body, you know, no matter what condition it's in, no matter if you're in excellent health or if your health is suffering right now, but just think about the miraculousness. I probably say that every time we come together. But the deep miracle it is to just even know yourself as a human being. It's quite miraculous. And then when we get into the more subtle realms, we start to consider other things. And I'd like to have that be the focus of our meditation. So definitely these things, these external physical things, are so beautiful. And then this wind, this sort of omnipresent breath, if you will, that we all share on planet Earth, that all things that breathe share, and that the trees help us with. All this physicalness. Let's bring that right now into a more focused meditation. So we've been doing this for a while now, these recorded meditations, and you've probably, if you've been listening, you've probably figured out how to get your body in a relaxed state Or maybe you endeavor to get into a relaxed state and that's been proving difficult. So whatever it is, let's try again. Whether you're a professional relaxer or whether you are working towards realizing how to relax. And so let's get comfortable first and make sure that your body's in a position that everything can just feel like it's open and flowing. And sometimes people like to sit cross-legged, and that's great as long as it works for you. If it feels difficult and not like you're a knot and you don't want to be that way, then maybe it's better to sit in a chair. Some people, like Edgar Cayce, like to meditate lying on a couch or something. So that is an option. However, the yogis have found and taught for tens of thousands of years that the most effective way to scientifically meditate is to sit in a very purposeful way. And that way is to use the spine as almost like an antenna. And that's at least how I think of it. And in that way, you know, most good antennas want to be reaching high into the sky to receive the message, the signal. However it is that you're situated, lift up taller through the crown of your head as if you were literally trying to become taller. And let your shoulders come back and down. I like to think of it sometimes as tucking your shoulder blades into your back pockets. And notice when you do that, that your heart in the front opens up. And now allow your shoulder blades to widen, to go farther apart from each other, and feel your heart open from behind. And then take a moment here to just notice your condition. Notice the condition of your position. And so even though we talk a lot about relaxing and meditation, it is a very, very active thing to do. And the activity comes more from an internal focus than from a physical doing. In that way, let your physicalness relax now, especially if you've realized some tension from trying to be that antenna, from trying to sit a certain way or open up certain muscles. Now, just imagine yourself as you are right now, your physical body. And literally give yourself permission to relax. And right away, take a nice, purposeful breath in through your nostrils. Inhale the breath, fill up your beautiful lungs, and then open your mouth and let it go. We'll do one more just like that. Nice, full, brisk inhale through the nose, and then release. And then let your breath just go back to its normal state, whatever that is. And you might feel just from those couple of deeper inhales, a buzzing sensation through your cells. And this is because your blood is more oxygenated in just that short little thing. And also because you're carrying in more life force, more prana in through your breath and into your cells. And in that way, with that sort of focus, imagine your breath now as energy, even as light. And as you breathe in, see it filling you with life. right, now we're going to do something again with the breath. So just let all your breath go. Empty your lungs. And then if you can, close your mouth, breathe in through your nose to a count of 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hold the breath. Now, focus at the point between the eyebrows. Notice what you notice for 3 more, 2, 1. Now slowly exhale out the nose for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then breathe naturally. I should have said before, if ever you get instructed, especially by me, or anyone else for that matter, to hold your breath or to breathe a certain count and it doesn't work for you, simply don't do it. Just adjust to what does work for you. So in the example of what we just did, you could breathe in for less of a count and hold your breath for less of a count, and then exhale the same way. You always want to be comfortable and safe in your breathing. So if something doesn't feel right, don't do it. But at the same time, of course, challenge yourself always a little bit deeper. All right, so again, please exhale all your breath. Close your mouth. Inhale through the nostrils. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Close the mouth. Hold the breath. Focus at the point between the eyebrows for 3, 2, 1. Gently exhale. Control the breath. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now again, inhale through the nostrils for the count of 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Focus at the Christ consciousness, the point between the eyebrows, for 3 more, 2, 1. Exhale, nostrils, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a big breath in, double inhale. Hold the breath, squeeze up the muscles. Open the mouth, double exhale. And then return to natural. Now check your physical condition. Notice that your spine is still lifted. And it's not really a trying to lift the whole spine, but rather imagine a ethereal cord coming from the heavens right down into the top of the crown of your head and down the back of your neck, right to the base of the brain, and then lifting you up like this gorgeous magic cord, lifting you up. Nice. Sometimes the back will come off the back of the chair. Or whatever, however it is for you. Be comfortable, but open, relaxed, yet active. Okay, now you have become aware of something beyond the breath. Where is your internal gaze right now? No matter where it is, it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It simply is. For the purpose of our meditation today, and most days for that matter, we purposely take the inner gaze and lift it to the point between the eyebrows. Oftentimes you will see a color here, some kind of a purple or a blue or a violet. And as you bring a deeper focus, concentration here, that light will intensify and also become like a point on the horizon. And so we let that be our focus. Now, without trying to control or change your breath, notice it with the gaze still at the point between the eyebrows. Now we let all that go except for the focus. Let your focus remain keen and fixed. Imagine this is the light of God. And by gazing deeply into it, you're being transformed from merely a human being to a divine spiritual being living in a human body as a soul. Inside of your human body, even as your awareness is more ethereal now, there are all kinds of functions going on, microscopic. Inside of you already exists many, many viruses, many, many bacteria, all beneficial when allowed to be in their natural order. By gazing deeply into the eyes of God, into the light of God, your DNA is literally being transformed and made pure, so that the microscopic life in your body is able to live in perfect harmony with the gentle, true nature of your Christ presence. And so we simply welcome it in. Here, the intellect need do nothing. So we surrender a little more deeply. And we allow ourselves to be made aware at a level much beyond the physicalness of our being. And in that, all of our physical functions are allowed to work in perfect harmony with God's perfect grace, God's perfect way, and the way that all life is perpetuated. Here, the breath has settled down so much that it begins to move towards breathlessness. This is because you are being fed by the divine light rather than the human breath. So the life energy, the prana, the chi, literally comes into your being through your awareness. This is timeless. In fact, the only time this ever happens is now. Being here now and being in the eternal, holy now moment, we know we can return here at any time that our attention wanes, whether in meditation or walking around in the world, or whatever way. Being focused at the light of God, we see that the light of God is always focused at us. This presence, this essence, knows everything that we are doing, everything that we need, and everything that we are, always giving in full force the kingdom of heaven in its full abundance. And we literally take that in through the spiritual eye, breathless and timeless. Because there is no breath now, no time now, we are still aware of ourselves. This is because you and I are eternal beings. Being eternal, we know that we are taken care of in ways that we cannot even imagine. And so we simply let go of whatever fears we may have and of whatever blocks us from allowing this perfect, holy, pure light to come into our being in every way and live from here in all that we do. This is the purification of the Holy Spirit of God. So now we rest here in the most active way possible by fully allowing ourselves to open and receive. If you feel called to remain here, simply pause this recording and restart it when you're finished. As long as it takes, as many times a day and as many days as it takes, return to this place. And continue with this purification method. So now that we have entered into that Holy Spirit purification, we take a moment to be grateful for that. We know something extraordinary has just happened, and that we have been changed, not only at the molecular level within our human bodies, but as the highest vibration that we are as spiritual beings. So as we begin to come back into our physical bodies, we simply reverse the process. Never letting go of the focus upon God. While at the same time allowing ourselves to fully become aware of our physical body again. And now notice your breath. What has changed about the quality of it? And then we move into the microscopic nature of our being. And all of the millions and billions of helpers that exist inside of our skin. And even on the outside of our skin. Millions, billions, and trillions of little bits of life, all working in harmony just for you. And we pause again here for gratitude, giving thanks to the microscopic life within us. Here we begin to become aware that this life does not only exist within us, but also within our brothers, our sisters, our creatures, and our very Mother Earth herself, in the soil, in the plants, in the trees, in the water, in the wind, in the stones, and all else that makes up our beautiful place that we live upon, in and around. And then we come back into our more dense physical body and we begin to feel our muscles and our bones. And we see the miracle of our organs and how we process all the different things that are such a joy to behold in life. And we pause again for gratitude. Thank you, sweet, precious body. All of the nerves and tendons and connective tissues, the nervous system itself, the brain, the capillaries, the veins, the arteries, and the blood itself, You are such an amazing creature. So the smile comes almost of itself as we realize how silly it is to worry about anything. And instead we lay hold through our own claiming, through our own declaration, we lay hold of the magnificence of the divine life that gives us this now moment. Realizing the precious gift of life, we take our hands and place them onto our heart, fully coming back into our bodies now. And ending with the most simple prayer, the most profound prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Om, peace, amen.